Today is a very tough day for us here at WKAR. We're saying goodbye to someone who means a great deal to us and to many of you as well. Over the past 26 years, Melissa Benmark has done a lot of great work here at WKAR. She is, of course, our morning edition host and produces interviews on Current State as well. Today, Melissa is retiring, not forever, she's far too young, but from Michigan State University. And ever since she broke the news, we've all been agonizing over what to say to her and how to say it. Melissa, we hope this suffices. This one's for you.
For 90.5 WKAR, I'm Melissa Benmark. Members of Congress from Michigan are urging...
For 11 and a half years, MidMichigan has awakened to the warm, welcoming voice of Melissa Benmark. As our faithful morning edition host, Melissa is WKAR's front door, inviting listeners in for a daily journey of information and entertainment. The truth is, Melissa has been a part of our family, and hopefully yours, for much longer. She began her time at WKAR in October 1989, and it's hard to remember a day here without Melissa's sure and steady voice.
We'd like to thank the volunteers who have been with us throughout this morning. We appreciate their coming in at early hours.
There's so much Melissa helped build at WKAR. She hosted classical music for many years and trained countless students and volunteers in the art of good radio. Melissa's a great interviewer, too, and like all the greats, she has a flair for the quirky. She can find a great story anywhere, even her own backyard.
Love is in the air, we think. Maybe. Wild turkey hens are pecking some kind of goodie out of our lawn this morning and vocalizing. Nearby, two tom turkeys stand with their feathers fully inflated, their tails fanned, their faces flashy white, and the red wattles on their necks swinging like 1970s disco chains.
Whatever the task, Melissa did it well. Her classical music expertise brought insight and enjoyment to her interviews with people like LSO conductor Timothy Muffet and pianist Ralph Vodopek.
Talk about the Second Rhapsody. Why do you think it's not performed as much as the other Gershwin works, even on this program?
Yeah, it's like saying, why isn't the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto number 2? Not performed, because it's a wonderful piece, but it's just usurped by the Tchaikovsky number 1. And
Melissa shared a golden moment with Olympic boxing medalist and Flint native Clarissa Shields.
How would you like to see your career evolve from here? What do you have on the rest of your life list? What are you, 18 now?
19? I'm 20.
20, okay. So there's some more to go, you know.
You said 18. I wish. But right now, on the agenda is going to 2016 Olympics again. We have the Olympic trials in about 2 months.
And Melissa captured the nostalgia and even the poignancy of old-time steam engines at the county fair.
Maybe, as Brunner says, there aren't a lot of kids who are as passionate about the steam engines as the older folks. But right after I talk to him, I see a group of teenagers waiting for a huge case engine to pass. They start to run across the dirt road behind it, but then one young man, maybe 13, stops and touches the pinstriped wood bunker on the back of the machine as it moves away from him. It's a gesture that says maybe the young ones still can fall in love.
Through it all, something kept Melissa going, up before dawn each day, rain or snow. A few years ago, Melissa told us why, in her own words.
The whole reason I got into public radio was because of the people, and certainly coming to WKAR, I have worked with some fantastic people, a great team, and I love that people listen and that people, you know, talk about what they hear, and that it provokes discussion, and that people even say, you know, you wake me up in the morning, and, you know, I never quite get over the novelty of going, my gosh, I guess I really do wake people up in the morning. And as someone who I will admit is not a morning person, I have never been a morning person, I understand what it is like to not want to get out of bed. And so if there's anything I can do to help that, be it giving the weather forecast or, you know, my weak attempts at humor at times, whatever it is, if it makes it a little easier for people to get out of bed, that makes me happy. So it's a great job, and I just love being here.
Hi, Melissa. It's Scott Pohl. How many times were we the only two people here at some ridiculously early hour? How many times did I greet you with, how you doing? And how many times did you reply with, still in one piece? And how many times did I reply to that with something like, I thought I saw a piece of you laying in the hallway? Anyway, have a long, happy, healthy retirement.
Oh, Melissa, I'm glad I had an office next to you because you were able to laugh at all of my singing and my jokes when no one else would. So I thank you for that. Wow, I really enjoyed working with you. I'm really going to miss you, and I hope the best for you. Take care. Sweet
Melissa. Melissa, it's your next door neighbor. You are very good at what you do, and your skills and your special way of putting them on to WKAR certainly will be missed. But enjoy the sleep, and good luck.
Melly, I've kind of thought of you as a kid's sister, having started at the station a little before you and being several years your senior. In my mind, I would have retired first, but you beat me to it. Now the only radio old-timer I'll have to reminisce with about the good old days is Scott Pohl. Thanks a lot. No, really. Thank you.
Melissa, when I moved here, you were so warm and welcoming, and you gave me a lot of great tips about how to get around Lansing and where I should eat. I'm really going to miss you and going to miss your sense of humor.
I remember first walking the halls here at WKAR, and there was Melissa's door closed, and in front of it, there was this taped image of Kirk, Spock, McCoy, and Bones superimposed onto the bodies of the Beatles in their Sgt. Pepper's getup. And I was like, yeah, this Melissa, she's my kind of person.
Melissa, I'm still in denial about you leaving, so I'm not going to say goodbye, but I will say thank you. Thank you for your curiosity and your sense of humor. Thank you for the thoughtfulness and warmth you brought to every current state interview you did. And thank you most of all for being such a lovely person to work with.
Melissa, when I first came here, I didn't know a thing about WKAR. I had never even been to Michigan before. I needed a lot of guidance, and you always gave me that. And lots of patience and lots of great advice. There will be another host on Morning Edition, but you're irreplaceable.
Farewell, Melissa. We'll miss you. Sleep in a little on Monday. You've earned it. But I know you won't stay without Melissa.
Yes, I know that he won't stay, yeah, without Melissa.
And that's our show for today. Coming up Monday on Current State, Lansing voters elected three new city council members just a couple of weeks ago, but the city clerk's office is looking ahead to Michigan's presidential primary in March. Clerk Chris Swope says his team has a plan to redraw the voting boundaries. We'll learn more from Chris Swope, and we'll learn more about an English language-based opera based on the Merchant Ivory film Room with a View. Of course, it was originally an E.M. Forster novel. We'll talk with the MSU Opera's director and cast of that.